Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, the Irish language has exploded on TikTok with a 600% growth in people using the platform Oscuelga. And we're here today with just a few of the online content creators that are contributing to this growth. So Maura Negreina is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Maura.
Hello, Cathy Wilson. How are you?
Ah, could it's a thought to? That's about as far as I'm going to go. I knew you were going to put me under pressure. But interestingly, Maura, people often talk about the sense of shame that comes with learning the Irish language. Obviously, social media is really helping that. I mean, we study it all our lives and yet, you know, we forget. It goes out of our head quite quickly, doesn't it?
It does. But you know what? We're so blessed in Ireland to... You know, everyone has to, well, more or less, everyone learns it in school unless they're exempt. And even when people leave school, even in their 60s and their 80s and their 90s, they can still recognise when Irish is being spoken and they know they have the cúpla focal. But you're so right, that shame is there, having been colonised by you-know-who for so long. But it is really, really lovely to see that this shame is being addressed. And it's being like healed of in a sense, which is really beautiful. But and that's still there for many generations where it's like, oh gosh, like, and I do have Gaelic, but cheaper. It's like, I won't speak it in case it's not perfect.
Yeah.
But my big message is like, please do not wait till it's perfect to speak it. Because like, jeepers, you'll be in your coffin knowing that, you know what, it actually wasn't that bad altogether, was it?
Well, I give you a laugh. As someone who, you know, never thought I was particularly great at Irish, when I was travelling around backpacking in Australia, myself and my pals would talk about people on the bus, you know, lads getting on or whatever, Oscuelga. And I tell you what, we suddenly realised we were well able to communicate when we needed to convey some things, you know what I mean?
Do you know, when it's sink or swim, the Gaelic comes out. Or like, you know, for the odd person, it's when the drink is in. That's when they're absolutely leafa. It's when, I don't know, for some people, it's different situations. They're like, do you know what? There's no one around me that has better Irish than I do. And what is better Irish even? Do you know, whether it's getting a H1 and you're leaving cert, even those students, you know, mightn't be the most confident either. Do you know, so I think this confidence has to come from within, being like, do you know what? Gaelic, she's mine. It's lumsy. And as long as I speak her, she'll survive. And my Gaelic doesn't have to be perfect.
It doesn't have to be perfect. That's a great message to put out there.
Yeah.
Because it will give everyone the confidence even to use a cúpla focal, you know, in a random sentence sometimes. So have you always been a fluent Irish speaker, Maura?
Yes, I'm a native Irish speaker, thanks be to God. So I grew up in the Gaeltacht in County Meath. And so many people don't know that there's a Gaeltacht in County Meath. But we're 90 years old this year, Rockharan. I call it Rockharan City Centre. Even though we're a little village, we don't mind. But so Moamovas Moyajo, they came over. So Granny and Grandad, they came over from Connemara in 1935 and in 1937. So we grew up with Irish all around us in our village in County Meath, but English in the towns. So we were very used to having, you know, Gaelic Somala with Mamo and Dado and our aunties, our cousins, everyone we knew. But knowing that when we went to the town, they mightn't understand us. No panic. We'll keep speaking Irish to each other anyways, but English to them. You know, so we didn't grow up with this shame of us being different, if you get me.
Of course. And you could tip in and out of English and Irish.
Yeah, and like you had to. Like we learned, so myself and my sister, we learned English, I'd say, when we were about 6 or 7. And we learnt it from Disney. So like, oh my gosh, if you heard me as a 6-year-old, I sounded exactly like Hannah Montana. It was wild. So I'm glad I've lost the Tennessee accent. But
Brilliant.
And you know when people go to the Gaeltacht, they go, you know, get their first shift and all that jazz. So they'd actually stay with us because Mam was a Ballantee. So our house was always full of like girls and lads and us just sharing our language with them, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's very exciting.
So, so lovely, especially because, you know, as toddlers, as 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, we only had Gaelic. So even for them, these teens coming in, it was sink or swim for them because they were our new brothers and sisters. They had to speak Irish because we didn't have much English.
So your mom was the Ballantee, was she?
Yeah, so Mam was the Ballantee. And yeah, and so, but she wasn't even born and raised in County Meath. Like she's a Cork woman and married my dad, who was a native Irish speaker. But Mam would have good Irish.
Yeah.
But so it was just so great to have that welcoming. Just to always, you know, put fault on the unit. You know, just to always welcome people in. And now that I get to do that on TikTok as well, it's not as personal because you're not in the same room as them. But still hearing people's stories of like, gosh, you know, like, I'd love to see Gaeilge, where do I start? Or my Gaeilge isn't that bad. I'm like, go for it, Jenny, let's go.
Brilliant. Now, I'm glad you mentioned social media, because, and the Gaeltacht we've just talked about. I was doing a chat before the show with my producer, Caoimhe, and she was talking about Gaeltacht. And I thought she was just pronouncing the Gaeltacht quite weirdly. But actually, she was talking about the hashtag Gaeltacht on TikTok, which makes perfect sense, which is obviously, you know, this, where you've seen your growth across social media and TikTok in particular.
Yes, it was really, really exciting. So like this hashtag, for anyone who's looking like to get into the culture, just to kind of see like, what are the influencers and the TikTokers and pretty much anything that's going on in the Irish world, hashtag Gaeltacht, so G-A-E-L and then talk. It's just a great way to come across like new TikTokers, but it's so exciting because like even on my For You page, and my TikTok obviously knows what I'm into, as the algorithm does. But like I'd say every day I come across at least three or four different creators, you know, vlogging Os Gaeilge or plogging with like pictures Os Gaeilge. And it's just so exciting to see because everyone's at a different level of Gaeilge. You know, you might have someone who's just learned four sentences and those are the four sentences in their video, but they feel comfortable enough to post it online, which is beautiful.
And that's probably really, a big really step exciting. For them, you know?
Huge step for them. Yeah. And even Laura Pakenham, she's an amazing like TikToker. She's unreal. And she put up, I saw her video yesterday, that she was saying that like to track your progress, and you don't have to post it online, but to take a video of yourself speaking Os Gaeilge and then look at that video in a year's time and like you will have to have improved, even if it's just by like a percentage, even if you haven't done anything about it since, you will have improved. So it's really, really exciting that people also have the confidence to post these videos online. And like, you're not going to get hate for it, as far as I know. You're not, like, the only hate comment I ever get is like, I'm aware that Americans call the Irish language Gaelic. To be honest, that doesn't keep me up at night. I don't mind. And then it's these trolls that are like, stop calling it Gaelic, it's Irish. And look, Trish.
And they get involved and battle on your behalf. I love the people who do that. Let me bring in Kaylee Trapp, who I know well, and lots of our listeners will follow the lip sync. See you there, Kaylee.
Close to talk to you.
Close to talk to Kaylee.
More about what Keiko is too. And I was like, I need to get the Olu in there. I need to get the Ulster Irish. So,
exactly.
Talk to.
So, Kaylee, if anyone isn't aware of you, they need to be following you as well, because you do these brilliant lip syncs. They make me laugh endlessly. But you don't do yours necessarily Os Gaeilge, but you're there supporting the language in different ways. And of course, you're a primary school teacher as well.
Yes, absolutely. So my background will be with the Irish language, not from birth, in fairness. I was a bit of a late bloomer with my interest in it, but I do try and incorporate it into my skits here and there, but more gnád oirthe, like naturally. I think it's kind of, because of how big it is getting on the internet, it's nice to see it done more naturally and kind of outside of the subject isolation of school, because that can be quite daunting. Like for me at the minute with the internet, it's just a wonderful place to see the Irish language blossoming. Like the internet, it's like a pub with no last call and the Irish language has pulled up a stool. You know, I see like for the modern age, for the modern age, it's just so nice to see young people. It's not been forced down their necks online, and it's just a matter of interest for them, and they love to watch it. And I suppose monkey see, monkey do. When you're younger and you see your favourite influencers, be it Lauren Whelan or Roz Purcell, making an effort to speak it online, you're just naturally going to want to do that yourself without it being forced upon you. So it's so lovely, and I'm really enjoying the hype.
It's making it cool, isn't it? Because,
yeah,
you know, when we were learning Irish in school, we didn't perceive it as cool, let's be honest, you know. Now you see
language.
People that you aspire to and, you know, follow on and are regularly influenced by. And suddenly if they're doing a bit of it, then suddenly it's a bit cool again, which is exactly what's
Absolutely.
Happened.
Absolutely. Like you don't need to be fluent in it. Like Moore was saying there, like any little effort, Spargeilge, Briston, or Burla Clista. And I feel like as well online, the one thing I really enjoy is the fear, or, you know, the being afraid to get it wrong isn't as much there. People are trying their best and throwing a couple of fuckle in there here and there. It's like a cup of tea. You know, the Irish language is best shared, and no one, like Maura said, is going to come given out to your crafting your Irish, I just always appreciate every little like help as such. So I just really enjoy that it's laid back and it's casual, but it's keeping the Changa Bio at the same time.
Which is lovely, yeah. I know boxer Bernard Dunn has been doing it for years, championing the Irish language. Ciarán Cuddy, he does most of his Instagram posts, Oscuelga as well. But Maura, I'm glad that you made the point, and Kayleigh is echoing it as well, that, you know, you even a little bit of it, even if it's not perfect, put it out there.
So true. And like, we all have something, like even someone who's only been in Ireland like 2 minutes will see, you know, Bála Ó Chuachlia all around Dublin Airport and that kind of jazz. So like the Irish language is everywhere. And just as Kayleigh was saying, it's the Gaeilge Bliste is Nisar na Béarla Cliste, and it's echoing that. And it's like, you know what? We're harder on ourselves than our Irish teachers ever were, you know, and it's recognizing that we're not in the classroom anymore. And, you know, once like, jeepers, English grammar, I don't know what the story is with that either. Like, surely that's gone down the drain with different accents and stuff. And no one's correcting, no one's self-conscious. You know, no one's self-conscious of their English.
That's a very good point.
But when it comes to Gaeilge, just when it comes to Gaeilge, we have this thing. So it just, it is, it's such an exciting time to be alive. Do you know, and when I think of like, you know, those that did bits for the 1916 Rising and, you know, Irish independence, and then I'm there posting silly TikToks off Gaeilge, I'm like, do you know if I'd include myself with them?
But you're keeping it alive.
Do you know, and like, I think that would be really, really exciting for them to see that we are now, we're reclaiming our language, we're reclaiming our identity and our culture. And then people that are moving to Ireland and living in Ireland, they are taking an interest with Gaeilge, which is really exciting to see that it's not, the Irish isn't just for the Irish, it's for everyone and anyone that even wants to reconnect with their ancestors. It's just so beautiful.
And the heritage, absolutely, we're never going to dispute that. But from a business point of view, Maura, can I ask you, as a content creator, you know, who's booked to create content for brands, is it something they're interested in you doing as well?
Yeah, you know, it is really, really exciting that they're seeing that, like, oh, wow, there is this huge shift, this huge growth for Gaeilge, that even audiences can see, you know, that they see that audiences want to see Gaeilge, and they're like, oh, this isn't just for, you know, all of Europe. This is for the Irish specifically, or those of Gaeilge for Gaeilge, which is really great to see. And it's so nice that they're putting, you know, budgets aside for connecting with the Irish where the Irish are at.
Absolutely.
As well, which is just fantastic. Yeah.
Kayleigh Trapp and Maura Negreanu, thank you very much for joining us today. The hashtag, if you want to follow the girls and anyone else speaking Oscuelga on social media, is hashtag, or certainly on TikTok, Gaeltalk, T-O-K.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.